welcome back.
Hey, what's up?
It's been a while, everyone.
Yeah, Noob seems really happy to be back. Look at him.
He seemed happy in the Discord, but...
Yeah, now that he's here, he's regretting choices.
I mean, aren't we all?
He's literally glowing.
That's just the porn reflecting off his monitor.
Are you all right, Noob? I've gamed with the rest of these assholes for months, and you've been not here, and now you're just fucking quiet. You're not eating any sandwiches. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Maybe for off camera.
There's that creepy dude. There's that creepster.
What are you mean?
Are you good, Noob? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, it's fine.
Good Noob's not here tonight.
I'm just copying over everything from a character sheet.
Only bad Noob.
Oh, he waited until now to get his character sheet in order after months, huh?
Oh, right.
Well, when you have to fully wipe your computer to make it work again, you lose some stuff.
Oh, that sucks.
Right, we put things on the cloud now.
Is anybody here besides Mahogany watch Scavenger's Reign?
I watched the first episode. I haven't gotten any further than that.
I've been playing Baldur's Gate.
All right. Then,
I like the art style.
Yeah, it's dope. Not until people have finished it. Let's play this fucking... We've been waiting months to get back into this combat.
Yes.
I've been going over... what these bad guys could do, and I can't remember the anger, but I must have hated y'all, because I'm looking at this and I'm like, this was mean. This was really a mean thing I've done.
You're being a real asshole. Not gonna lie.
Don't worry, it'll come back to you.
Yeah, all of us on the same.
Just wait till my turn; it'll all come flooding
back. Yeah. Here comes the half-hour turn, and he's gonna summon another caster again.
Well, so they'll be
Kevin, back away from the mic, dude. You need to be that close.
You're eating it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Noob needs to be close. You need to be way back here.
Yeah.
Relax. Lean back in your chair.
Going over my character. Going over different abilities.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I had to get reacquainted with Ladros here. He's
the only thing I've done to the map since the last time we've gamed is I've put this. We discussed an aura that Sonder has, and it's now represented on the map.
Okay.
Do we want to do a quick recap of where we are and what we're doing? It's been months.
No, they haven't missed anything. They can watch last week. Matter of fact, watch the first the very first 10 episodes.
No.
No, it doesn't get back to episode 12. 13, the cursed one. I think that's
20.
That's when my editing really did not come through. But y'all have been a chore since day one.
I wasn't even here day one.
That's right. I forgot Terrence didn't come along.
And you were supposed to be.
You were supposed to be their rogue. The very first obstacle was a locked door, and it took 20 minutes. Instead of knocking the door down, what did Akage do? He handed away his clay, which became a fucking running joke for a year.
Yep.
God, that was so drunk. Just so drunk. And slouchy. I forgot you used to sit way away and eat chips and be drunk. And Kevin had the side profile for the first 6 episodes.
That was two apartments ago for me.
Things have changed. Wow. Well, Franks gave up summoning demons tonight to be here, so let's
they're disappointed too. They really wanted to party.
Yeah.
I had to let him down easy. Baphomet takes up way too much room.
Franks is broadcasting live from the Valley Lodge.
I rewatched the episode. Yeah, if you're with us week to week and you've missed out on 2.5 months of this show, just rewatch that last episode where I got very angry at how long Matt's turns takes.
And all the debuffs.
So much that he quit for 2 months. Like, he's like, fuck all of you.
Yeah, that was totally me. I didn't ask for that break, but I welcomed it. It was nice.
I did ask for a break, and you guys said no.
I do apologize.
Terrence, you're not important. When Toker wants a break, we take one. Otherwise, not happening.
I'm not apologizing.
I had to work nights. I had to build some security doors for some elementary schools.
Blah, blah, blah. Kids. Who cares?
They're bulletproof.
The kids?
No, the doors. Definitely not, unfortunately. I wouldn't have to build those doors.
That's iffy right there. Look at that.
Yeah, that aura, it's a lot bigger, the aura, when you can see all of it.
That's a hell of an aura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much some deodorant.
Blowing an amazing smoke ring.
That's an aurora borealis.
Oh, you're a borealis. Shut your face. Ow, fuck, it's your turn. Vladros.
It's been a while since I had done his voice. So there is a swarm to my north, directly to my north, and an undead incorporeal cleric thing?
A ghost cleric, yeah.
Ghost cleric.
Just to recap their abilities. Ghost cleric. You did knowledge checks on them, so you know that they're ghosts, but you don't know anything else besides the fact that they're clerics, because, you know...
They're doing cleric shit.
They're doing cleric shit, and then you know that the swarm only has to be in your space to do damage, and if it does damage, you can be possibly blinded and diseased.
And I have been blinded.
Yes.
By science!
No, by raven beaks.
Yeah, undead ravens.
I will count down a thing of rage.
And all the things next to Vladros have been hit some. And everything up top is slowed, but is basically mostly unaffected, like damage-wise. I think the one closest has been hurt some. The raven swarm that's closest to the north has been hurt some.
And then questioned... I know the ghost clerics are incorporeal. Are the raven swarms also?
They're just undead.
They're just undead.
Yeah.
And they would take half damage due to them being a swarm.
They take half damage from piercing and slashing weapons.
Right.
Regular damage from bludgeoning. And then I believe somebody did an area of effect spell to them. The aura, actually, I think we count as area of effect, does times and a half damage.
Oh.
Maybe y'all didn't know that, but you do now.
And we noticed so it. The damage that should have happened
already. I've already got. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay.
Okay. So Vladros knows that there is a ghost cleric directly diagonal of him. Yes.
Sure. Are you blind in real life? Can you not look at the map and see?
I'm saying what he knows. I'm trying to be in
character. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, yeah.
So I will full attack on that square.
Okay.
And you're hasted full attack.
Yes, with my holy adamantine elven curve blade. So let's go. First attack with my 50% mischance is blinded, yes?
Yeah.
That is a 57, not to hit. That's my 57 percentage on a 33 to hit.
That will hit.
All right, one attack, one hit. Second attack is a 99 on my percentiles for a 32.
Not all, yeah.
And then 58. Natural 17, which threatens a crit, for a total of 29. Is 29 hit?
29 will hit.
Excellent. And that threatens a crit. Let's confirm that with a...
I can't remember. Can you crit incorporeals, or is it just the... it's been a while, sorry.
I've got Ghost Ranger.
Oh, that's right.
Which means that all of my attacks are treated as, hang on, deal normal damage to incorporeal teachers even when using non-corporeal weapons, even gains a touch. So it doesn't, I don't know if that applies, because it doesn't say that this makes it, makes criticals happen. But it's only a 20, so I don't think that that would even confirm if that's a thing.
Okay, so corporal spells and effects do not cause damage. I only have 50% chance of hitting because they're neither here nor there. He's still got an anatomy, so I'm going to say crits will work.
Awesome. Does a 20 confirm?
No.
Okay. Does a 24 confirm?
No.
Okay, so my critical focus does not come into play. 17 doesn't hit, though, does it?
No.
Okie dokie. Oh man, there's so much crunch to this after so long of not playing. So I got 3 full-on hits. This thing is evil, yes?
It is.
Okay. 31 damage.
Okay.
On my first hit. 18 plus 22. That's 40 damage on my second hit. 43 damage for my third hit. And I am done. So I just blinded. Step up, swing, and just carve the air in front of me, slashing through this creature, hopefully doing massive damage to it. 120 damage?
Yeah, it was like 120 damage. Why did y'all have such a hard time last time?
I didn't get to go. They were all far away from us.
Mm.
Yeah, they were flying in.
Describe your kill.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so blinded, I have no idea that I kill him, but I go through the sword katas that I learned over the years of fighting, and just stepping through, slicing through the air, and the reason my fourth attack doesn't hit is because he falls into tatters and smoke and dust in front of me.
Right.
Did they get him?
Huh? I was letting him describe his thing while I tried to fix something.
Oh, no, yeah. You missed. I got it up for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, no. Your aura was I couldn't select things underneath the aura.
Ah.
And I want to delete that guy because you killed him. I was trying to, yeah.
He did.
It's just I'm also sharing the screen, and like the Zoom share screen was blocking all my buttons on Arkenforge. And I was getting sweaty trying to figure it out.
Wouldn't it fun to be back?
Welcome back.
Cold sweats.
Oh, God. It's not because I ate all that fried chicken today.
How many chicken nuggets? Or no, it was pizza rolls.
It was pizza rolls.
Put you down.
Or the giant Jersey Mike sandwich, and then going right to sleep, and then going to the chiropractor in the morning, and just sweating, just still just trying to process all that salt and meat and sweat.
I used to do that after drinking way too much rum. I would go to the chiropractor. He's like, "You feel feverish," and I'm like, "I'm hungover." And he's like, "All right, take a deep breath in."
At least you didn't have to go, "I ate too much sandwich last night."
No, I had to be like, "I drank way too much rum alone."
Oh. Well, you didn't have to throw "alone" in there.
Oh, he's you not didn't your have therapist. To tell him alone.
He's not your therapist. I'm here to fix your bones, not your brain. Okay. Next. Oh, God. Nim.
Oh.
Take your smoke breaks, right, everybody.
Well, he's already got his summons out, so...
The cool thing about that summon is I just realized that it can actually summon another creature.
Oh, I will die in a fire.
Move Nim right there. If you please. And I'm pretty sure... Correct me if I'm wrong. If I can do a line, that's a straight. Can I do a straight line spell like that? That's pretty straight.
Yeah, I'll say you've got the angle, even though those are still somewhat flying over the trees.
Well, just squat and point upward.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that from the ground finger up.
The sideways lunge.
The right, point break.
Which is fun because so, he's going to teleport back anyway.
Yeah. So then I just need a reflex save as freaking lightning bolt shoots out of my finger.
All right.
120 feet. It does say that it deals to each creature within its area, so I assume that's an area effect spell, right?
A line is an AoE.
Yeah.
There we go.
Is the DC 19 or less?
No.
What's the DC?
18.
Okay, so they all made it. But because it's an area of effect spell, you'll still do regular damage. Because it would be time and a half, right? So making it would be half damage, but then it goes back up to full damage because it's an area of effect spell. So yeah, you still do full damage.
Okay, that's good. And then that will be caster level damage per caster level. So 10d6 is the max, so I do 10d6.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good amount of damage.
Eight. Well, we'll see. Could be 10.
Which is still a good amount of damage.
10. All right, there's 10 dice. Pretty good. I got 4 sixes.
And the rest are ones?
Well, two of them are ones. So I've got, so that's 24, 25, 26, 30, and then a 5. So that's 42 damage.
Landorus is blind and just a crackle of lightning passes directly in front of him.
As the lightning bolt tears through its line, the ones in front of you, Vladros, almost completely dissipate, but there's still just a few fluttering there. And the other ones, they'd all been hit a little bit, I'm looking at now, but that wasn't enough to kill those swarms.
It was not enough. All three of them, they're still up?
The ones in front of Ladros were almost dead, and now they're teetering. But yeah, they're still up.
So I'll move there, and then I'll... 25 gets me back here as a blink out and in there. And then... My summon here will come around like this, and then she'll swing at it with her sword. Is 32 hit?
Yes.
All right. And it's pretty good. So 19 damage, but I guess that's halved because it's a sword, so that's slashing.
Slashing. Half is still enough to take that swarm out.
All right, good deal.
You left it with four hit points.
Whew.
Next is Amon.
Is that thing affecting Vladros a disease?
Yep.
Cool, I'd like to cast Remove Disease on him.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
That is nice.
That. The blindness is not a disease.
Nah, too late, you already said it.
I can't remember, do you have the disease and blindness?
No, I just have blindness.
Okay, so Dorian's the one with the disease.
What's that disease do to Dorian?
I have negative levels.
Did you? Oh, no, that was innervation. Sorry.
Was anyone diseased?
I don't think so.
I think we all saved on the disease.
Wow. Well, there goes
Are
that
you
plan.
Diseased?
Maybe.
What
did I hurt?
If you're diseased, you would have taken con and strength damage.
Didn't.
Oh, hang on.
I think you are diseased, Vladros.
Yeah, because I do have... I have strength damage. I also have con. I don't have con damage, though. Weird.
Oh.
How much was the con damage? I'll go ahead and enable it. So
it would have been D4. We'll just say 4.
Okay.
2.
2. Score damage. And you are removing that disease from me?
Well, I have to make a caster level check against the DC of the disease.
Okay.
So, dice. That's 1d20 plus my thing, so... I rolled a 4 plus 13, so 17.
Missed it by 1. The DC's 18.
Damn, anybody got a Benny?
I mean, I'm sure. Mahogany. Didn't you have, you had a squander Benny.
Squander, because use it on me. You're not using it on you.
Yeah, and why would you save? Yeah, you can roll it again.
Yeah, that's an 18 that time.
All right. So you're not diseased anymore.
Yeah, Noob lost a squander Benny. I do have all that damage still.
No, remove disease removes the damage, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay. Awesome.
And then I will move here. And then swift action to cast Iron Skin.
All right.
Because this is our first combat off the boat, right?
Yeah.
In a minute. Cool.
Yeah, we camped out. We came here, I think.
Yeah, this is the second day. We stumbled across them after sleeping.
Okay, I might have cast Iron Skin beforehand, but I'll just say I cast it now.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Like I said, I lost my character sheet with all my notes on it. It's cool.
I feel like you did that, and like Dorian did some buffing. Everybody was like talking about doing stuff.
What's happening?
Oh, she's saying she think I casted Iron Skin before all this
sure
happened.
I'm pretty sure he casted Iron Skin before because we were far away from them and they were like coming over the trees or something.
Well, are your spells
full? They had a surprise round, and that's what you did in your surprise.
He lost all his notes from losing his heart drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
that he already had Iron Skin.
Well, here's the deal: it's a swift action. It's not going to affect much. Just go ahead and cast it again, and take the spell out.
All right.
Cool. The only other way we would have been able to tell is if you'd already spent the spell, but you can't. So,
yeah. Well, I know that we had haste and particulate form cast on us in the surprise round.
We'll just call it that. I lost some shit.
Yeah.
Move up, Iron Skin, fix door, Phladros, call it a day.
Alright, that was a bun. Which brings us to the Northern Reaper and Swarms, who are slowed. So, 2d6 on the first swarm there, Sonder, right?
Correct. Me roll?
Yeah.
You roll.
And get ready to roll a lot because they're coming in. All right. And then go ahead and roll for the next three. Because I think they have enough speed.
Remember, it's half.
Yeah. They can move 20 feet. So yeah, all of them can get in there.
All right. So one is 8. The next one is 11 and 9. Incorporeal's not coming.
And then all of them have to roll a will save to see if they can keep coming in?
No, only if they're outsiders, I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. Only outsiders, but you said I don't believe they are.
No, okay.
Yeah.
10, 15. One of them will get on to Amon there.
Can I take my attack of opportunity?
10, 15, 20. A second one can make it to you. 10, 15, 20. Not quite. 10, 15, 20. Okay. That's half their speed. Yeah, you can take however many attacks of opportunity that will provoke. At least 3, I think, right?
Yeah, they're not. I can hit every single one of them because they're within 20 feet.
Well, not that fourth one. It came into your threatened square, but that was as far as it got.
Okay.
You got 20 foot reach. So yeah, he's in your threatened area, but he didn't move through it. All the rest of them did.
So hold on, let me just add plus 18 for that attack modifier. So first roll is 31.
That'll hit.
35.
That'll hit.
36.
That'll hit.
All right, and then that's 1d10 plus 6.
Any reason you wouldn't do half damage?
I mean, I think I'm slashing.
Okay, so just give me the half damage for each one.
All right, so one. Uh-huh. No, wait, no, sorry, that's impossible. Four. That's the right answer. 15, 7, 4. Come on, I'll suck you all off.
Okay. And then now that they're in your square there. The first one will do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage.
Alright, so
and then give me a reflex on a fort.
That's a 20 for the reflex.
Okay.
Then a fort. That is a 21 for the fort.
You're good. And the next one will do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage, and give me a reflex on fort.
Oop. Dude, I'm just going to do a fort first. 20.
How are they attacking?
They're swarms. They just...
And then 18 for the reflex.
I mean, slow. Basically, you get a move or an action.
They only have to be in your square.
It's just because it takes... Once they get there...
Get in your square, you take damage. And then the...
Do you hear me? All the rolls?
Yeah, nothing under what I was looking for.
Cool.
You're not diseased or blinded. Congratulations.
Take that, Mom. Swarms being in my... That's not grappled, is it?
No, they're just in your space.
No, so short of immolation won't work on this. Nope. I have to be grappling. It's such a great magic item for 4,000. If you're grappled or being grappled, you just start doing 1d6 plus 10 points of fire damage for every round.
Nice.
The one to the last Reaper is going to attempt cast a spell.
Cast a spell.
He's casting Dispel Magic. I just have to see. It's just his. What level spell did you put on him?
What is it? The slow?
Slow.
I think slow is just a level 3 spell.
Okay. He's going to try to dispel the slow. Just don't roll garbage. I think a 16 on the die will do it. Plus his caster level.
Yeah, it's 22 if that matters, and it's a level 3.
Yeah, no, he's good. 16 plus his caster level, he's good. So he's no longer slowed, but that is basically his turn. And... now that he can move freely.
Now, is he flying too?
No, yeah.
Okay.
He moves over there and he moves over there and up. So we'll say that he's 30 feet off the ground at this point. Dr. Pox.
All right. The two crows that are, or two swarms that are not new. Or how high?
They were swooping in, so the one right next to Dorian's only like 5 feet above him, and the other one's probably about 15 feet off the ground.
All right, noob. I'm sorry. I can only exclude squares. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to hit the one directly in front of me with an explosive bomb, and then the blast will hit. Unfortunately, it'll hit new. But it'll only be the splash damage.
Will it hit me? There's not an AC.
Because they're in your square. It'll hit the crow, the swarms, too. It's only 14 damage on the splash.
Oh, shit.
Does a 21 hit their AC.
Yeah.
All right, yep. Then.
They would all take splash damage.
Well, the one directly hit takes 76.
You can't directly hit him because he's a swarm. You can't target him. Right?
Okay. Well, then they all need to make reflex saves.
What is up with your audio, man?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, because so I'm just going to go ahead
square.
And I'm going to probably use my improved whip mastery to grab that bomb out of the air.
I rolled 4d20s, and I rolled a 15, an 18, an 18, and a 17.
Well, DC is 23.
Plus 8, so
yeah,
even the 15 got a 23. So you'll do 14 damage to each of them because it's area of effect.
It would be 21 damage to the swarms, and then they half it by, so they take 10 each.
Sure, we'll go less.
Yeah, so can I use my improved whip mastery to grab that bomb out of the air to make that not happen and me take damage?
Roll a sense motive first. I mean,
I didn't throw it towards you.
Yeah, but you said I'm about to take how much damage?
14.
You'll take 7 if you can make a DC reflex save.
I thought he said everyone in the square is getting hit with full damage. Okay, never mind then. Fuck that. That makes more sense. Sorry, I thought you were saying, oh no, we're about to hit everyone. Cool.
No, it was only because it was the splash.
I save.
That I did it.
You don't have to save, Terrence. His ability lets him untarget squares, but he can't ignore noob square because two of them are in it.
I see.
So he's choosing to douse Amon in fire to try and kill the swarm.
I got a 29 on my reflex save.
Okay, well then you take 7 points of damage.
You.
Dorian.
Oh, I have a turn.
I have 2 more bombs.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Whose turn? Well, these are going to be
These are going to be ectoplasmic bombs, so our one target, and it's going to be the cleric.
Okay.
I rolled a 16, and my second attack is the same as the first, so plus 15, so 31.
Roll percentiles.
Well, this is a ectoplasmic bomb, so it's made to go against...
Yep, roll percentiles.
Okay, percentiles. 87.
Okay, you're good.
All right. Well, then it takes...
Is he blurred or displaced or something?
Yeah, he's got concealment from ranged attacks.
Ah. Gross. Oh.
32 points of damage.
And it's what type?
It's ectoplasmic. So it's versus undead and incorporeal creatures.
Okay.
And then my second bomb, I rolled a 19, so does a 29 hit his touch AC?
Yeah.
And then my percentiles, 92.
All right.
Um, 29 points on the second level, and that'll be my turn. Okay.
Dorian.
I use a 30-foot line to do area damage to the two directly to the south west of me. And the damage is...
You're to the what?
Southwest of my pip there.
That's Dr. Pox.
No. You see north. You see my guy?
You mean the north?
Yeah, sorry, northwest.
Yeah.
Sorry. You see my guy?
Have I forgotten what direction to?
I see
the turns are taking too long. I've literally had 4 shots of whiskey.
Yeah, so that guy and the guy above him will just get in the 30-foot range at a diagonal for an area effects blast. The DC is 19 due to my level loss, and the damage is 26 due to my level loss.
And that's against the two swarms?
Yep.
But not the cleric?
Nope, won't go any further.
Okay. And it's a reflex save?
Yep.
One of them definitely failed, yeah. And the other one probably... What was the DC?
19.
Yeah, so one pass, one fail.
All right. Well, I guess the fail... What do they take? Time and a half? Double? I don't know. I don't remember.
The one who passed will take regular damage. The other one will take time and a half.
All right, so 26 for the one that passed. 39 for the one that failed. And then back me up 5 feet.
The one you might not have to. The one that is closest to you, that obliterated it.
No good. Never mind.
Stonder.
Alrighty then. So that kind of changes what Sonder was going to do a little bit. Like, we have haste. Yeah. So I have plenty of movement to get on the other side, because I don't want to be caught in the middle of them. But I want to do a line.
Oh, if you move towards the cleric at all, you can do damage to everyone with your aura.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I want to do a line attack.
Oh, so I got really excited for a second.
I want to get there, moving the way I needed to move to not...
Well, the cleric is 30 feet up.
Oh, is he? Okay, yeah. Well, then that is not what I'm going to do. Because I wanted to do a line attack to get the two of them. These guys. But if they're not in a line... Alright, so I need a will save from the... I think it's a will save from the ghost guy.
Does it allow for SR?
That's... That's a 21 versus SR.
That gets it exactly.
Woo! That's awesome. And okay, so yeah.
Will save.
18 will save.
Is it channeled energy?
It is not.
Oh, then he fails.
Hell yeah. All right, so Ghostbane Dirge goes off. And he coalesces into a semi-physical form for a short period of time that is 13 rounds. While subject to the spell, the incorporeal creature takes half damage from non-magical attack forms and full damage from magic weapons, blah, 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 blah. Spells, spell-like effects, and supernatural effects.
So he's just not incorporeal anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Boo.
And then I'm not finished. I'm still gonna do that line attack. I'm just gonna. Is there any way that I can? If he's 30 feet up, there's no way that I can hit them both.
I mean, you could go into the same square as the swarm and shoot up. 2 points form a line.
Yeah. No, yeah. But I don't want to be in the square with it.
Well, then kill it when you get in the square.
Yeah, but I still have to go. I still have to save as soon as I get in the square, right?
No, it automatically does damage when it ends its movement. So if it survives until its next go, you'll take damage and possibly be diseased and blinded. It's no big deal.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, move me into its square, and I'm going to shoot up, and I'm going to shoot at both of them, because this is a swift action.
Ballsy.
Cold ice strike.
What you should do is push Noob out of the square and enter his square and blast two of them.
No.
And they're already damaged.
Yeah, she can't do all that, Kevin, so bad advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could. Want good advice, ask
so,
me.
So they're going to take... It's a line, DC 24 reflex save for half.
All right, so the Reaper... The Reaper got it.
Okay.
And the swarm
failed.
Yeah, kill that swarm.
All right, so 13d6.
And I can't figure out how to move your effect because I locked it into place. So, it's fun.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again?
I don't know how to turn it off and back on again. I don't know how to select it. I used to. I just can't remember where that button's at. It's been so long.
Have you tried post-it notes? That's what helps me.
No.
46. No, Mike,
you need to try post-it notes.
How much?
46. 46 is regular damage.
That's time and a half?
No. 46 is the regular.
Okay.
So
how are you doing that much damage with a swift action?
13d6, 6 level spell.
It's a swift action?
It sure is. Cold Ice Strike. I was like, holy shit, this is a swift action. This is amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the maximum is 15d6. It's 1d6 of cold damage per caster level. So, yeah.
So 46 have for the cleric.
It'd be 23. Oh, yeah.
And then the swarm is dead because it took time 69. And a half damage. Yeah.
69. Okay.
Nice.
Nice job.
And... yeah, but they're still within, everything is still within the range of that aura.
As well. The cleric wasn't, but I was supposed to move
but
it. But
everything that was.
Okay. Well, that was a round of combat. Forty-seven minutes.
New record.
There's not too many people on this show at all.
No. We're going to call this a learning experience.
Yeah.
These 3 years have been a learning experience.
A fun one.
Okay. Do I need a perception check to determine where something is that I can hit with my sword?
Yeah, and a reflex save to move further than half distance.
Right. Okay, so perception check is... 34.
Yeah, there's two squares up and two to the left. There's definitely somebody fighting something.
And I cannot take a 5-foot step.
No.
I mean, I can take it, but it's not a free action.
Right.
Yeah, so your half movement's going to be still pretty good.
Yeah, but the only enemy that I know about is directly ahead of me.
Uh-huh. And with that perception check... and because you know what you're fighting, it's one of your companions smothered in a swarm of crows. It's a really risky maneuver you're attempting here to strike at enemies that are in the same square as a companion.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking about.
So any miss is an automatic hit on a mud.
Oh, that's totally worth it.
Remember that earthquake?
I will invoke my renewed vigor and I will heal myself for 3d8 plus 6. That will be my standard action and I will not move.
Okay. I was actually going to say if the hit was high enough to hit both the crows and a mun and then the percentiles caused you to miss, it would hit a mun.
I think I have a higher AC than the crows.
You do.
Oh.
I know you do. I'm just saying, if Ladros walked up and was like, I'm going to, I think this is how it worked in my head. And I kind of wish you'd done it, but whatever. As you strike your sword through the square and you get, what's your AC, Amon?
40 right now.
Let's say you hit a 40. That means if you rolled a miss on the blindness, it would hit Amon and you would roll damage.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But you healed yourself, that's
great.
Totally entertaining.
Super fun turn.
Yeah. Nim.
Blinded is great.
All right. Do I want to try to swipe at those things?
You want to hit the big guy.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move my little menu go. I like this new annotate menu. It's like weird placement.
Yeah, it's weird. It's new.
I'm just going to move her like to there, and then she's going to set off a lightning bolt too. Just a line up there, so I need and the cleric has SR, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be, let's see here. That's pretty good. So I rolled 15. Give me a. I got a 29.
That'll get it.
Okay, cool. And then, so then I just need a reflex save, and it's a 18.
Got it.
So it'll be half damage.
Yes.
This is only going to be 96 because that's what level she is.
Just keeping myself honest, Cold Ice Strike was SR, but I made it with a 22.
So I guess there's 20, 32 damage.
Okay.
That's not halved or whatever. So that's, so it'd be 16 halved. And then how's it looking?
Still standing. Flying.
Flying. Okay. On that, I don't have to do an area effect, right? Because it's not a swarm. Is that correct? Right. It's not incorporeal anymore. Is that also correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I don't really have anything other than that. So I'm gonna do it and try to take this thing out. So, I'm gonna roll SR again. And let me see where I'm at here. Yeah, so I'm gonna do like a 60. I'm gonna move Nim up to about right here. And then that should give me a close enough range to a 60-foot cone.
Okay.
If I make the SR. There it is. There it is.
Natural one.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah.
All right. That's a way to end a turn.
Yeah, and then blink him back over there.
Next time you make a character, you can't take that ability. it eats up an extra 80 seconds every time. Every time.
It's 2 seconds, and it's the best ability in all of Pathfinder. Love it.
Amon.
All right, I'm going to use a swift action on me to be able to cast a spell on myself, which is wave form, which allows me to turn to a 15-foot wave. I'd like to move 2 squares up. That should hit the bats with me, each doing 46 of damage to both of them.
I'm sorry.
I use one of my blur fervors.
Okay.
To activate waveform, which is a spell, as a swift action because it targets myself.
Right.
Makes me a 15-foot wave cone, which I can move double at my speed, but instead I'll just move to here.
Okay.
That's going to hit both those sets of crow doing 4d6 of damage.
Okay. They get a save?
They get a reflex save, then I get knocked prone. It's also an AoE spell.
Okay.
But this one doesn't allow for a save.
Especially since they're flying, they can't be prone.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make them prone. That is giving up on that, but it does the damage. Moving twice your base movement speed before immediately turning back to your normal form. This movement does not provoke attacks of opportunity while in wave form. You are immune to weapon attacks and weapon attacks that target a specific number of creatures. Since the spell is instantaneous, it may... Ready for actions. All creatures and unattended objects in your path take 4d6 to bludgeoning damage and are knocked prone. A successful reflex save prevents the creature from being knocked prone.
Okay.
So 4d6, no modifier. 19 damage to both of them.
Okay.
Does it kill him?
It kills one of them for sure. Just one of them.
And then I'm going to attempt to cast Bone Shaker on the big guy. Because he's an undead, right?
Okay.
It has SR, so I need to beat his SR, right?
Yeah.
So that's plus my level. Oh, wait, I don't need to roll 4d20. I need to roll 1d20. Which would give me a 24. Does that beat his SR?
It does.
Nice. So then... Oh, let me keep Bone Shaker. An undead creature takes no damage except you manipulate the undead, forcing it to take an immediate action to either move up its speed. What's its speed?
Thirty feet.
30.
Put it right in front of Vlad. Let the blind man kill him.
Or either these are.
It's 30 feet up in the air right now.
So I could bring it back down to base level. Or. Wait, does this thing have flesh by the. Oh no, it's not a living creature. Never mind, that won't actually matter. Moving either to the speed. Yeah, so I'll just move it. I'll move it 30 feet down.
It doesn't have bones, it's incorporeal.
Oh, it's incomplete. Oh, then this doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Oh, if that's the case.
No.
If that's the case, then I cast Searing Light.
What if it has ghost bones?
Ghost bones. It's a ghost inhabiting heavy armor that might have bones on it. No, it doesn't have bones.
Ghost bones. That's that really like tender cartilage sometimes you find in a rib.
Mm. Where's my Searing Light? There it is.
Okay, Ghostbone sounds like a pretty fun band name.
Can I keep my spell resistance? I beat him though.
Yeah.
An undead creature takes 1d6 points of damage per cast a level, maximum 10d6. An undead creature, is he particularly vulnerable to bright lights?
No.
Alright, well, then he just takes 10d6 of damage, which turns out to be 36 damage of Searing Light.
Would I get a save against that?
I need to make a successful ranged attack. Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
That's it. It's been a minute. That's a plus five.
Pathfinder works.
Yeah, it's been a long time, huh?
We never remember how Pathfinder works.
It's a really good excuse tonight.
I'm actively trying to forget it, yet we keep coming back.
Oh, shit. Rolling that 20.
Yeah. All
right.
That's a critical.
Describe your kill. Critical.
Yeah.
Right.
Big old ray of light comes in my hand. He turns to ash, going, It's like I poured boiling milk on him.
Just, okay.
Solid.
Yeah.
Boiling milk.
That one's dead. Dr. Pox.
So he just killed the cleric, right?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's hard to tell because of how excited he was with his character description. It was,
Reflex save, since I can't target him. Directly, reflex save from the crows.
20.
21 points of damage.
You're dead? Yeah, describe your kill.
It's an explosive bomb that vaporizes the entire, what remains of the crows, and feathers are blowing out a light with fire.
That's how you describe a kill.
Look,
exactly what I said. Word for word, verbatim.
And that, this combat that we dreaded for so long, is over.
We did one thing.
Pretty painless.
Yeah.
Everybody, if anybody needs healing, remember you can dissipate that particulate form and get yourself some free healing.
What did your particulate form do for us?
No, but this potion will.
It gives, you have two fast healing per turn. You're immune to bleed damage, crits, sneak attacks. And then if you can use a swift action to dissipate it, and you get 5d6 hit points back.
I haven't really been injured other than negative level, so.
I've got a potion of restoration for you.
Oh, all right. I drink it. What does that do?
Restores you.
Is it a die roll?
Is it regular restoration or
it's
lesser?
No, yes, it's full restoration.
Oh.
This one, like, lesser, except that it also depletes temporary negative levels or one permanent level.
Awesome.
Permanent.
I'm back, baby. Let's do this.
Yeah, because innervation is temporary.
I have a potion of remove blindness.
Whoop, whoop.
Go ahead, Gladros. You can see again.
Does that work? Get your eyes pecked out?
Yes.
Sweet.
Magical eye regrowth serum.
No, it was specifically remove blindness or a heal check, whatever it was, which I could also do.
I grope around blindly, putting my finger in your eye as I try to reach for the bottle of cure blindness, popping your eyeball out.
Stick your hand right in his mouth.
Yeah, just one finger.
Rat eyeballs are probably hairy too. So.
I do have cheek pouches, so there's plenty of room.
That makes me think of that time we went to go watch Avengers, and Toker was just felt for a chair, and he didn't see the person there, and just put his finger right in their mouth. Just a stranger's mouth.
That's another reason you should watch those first. 10 episodes. Those stories are fresh then. That was I think episode 5 or 6 where I went into real detail, and then Matt says, ooh, it tastes like you pet a lot of dogs. which I do. And they tasted it. as far as gear goes, looting, each of the ghosts, when they dissipate, a headband and their armor clunks to the ground.
Oh, yeah. The one ghost?
There was two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they each had a headband of Inspired Wisdom +2.
Ooh.
And the armor is +2 Ghost Touch Full Plate.
Huh. Ooh. I don't think I can use full plate armor.
I know I can.
Not unless you took the subclass that allows barbarians heavy armor.
Yeah, I think just medium.
I think I can, but I think my armor might be better.
Does anybody want one of those wisdom hit pins? Because I will take one.
I think I already have one.
I have a better arm.
Yeah, headband already.
Wear both.
Yes, I will cross my eyes with them.
Is that how you get a +4?
I don't stack, unfortunately. If only.
I wish you could just go around like a fucking Ralphie's brother in A Christmas Story, stuffed with magic items.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys loot, you heal, you cure Vladros's blindness, Dorian's negative levels.
Yeah.
And continue to scout for the army of the people of Sands who are following you in the swamp.
Oh, we gotta find an army now.
The army's following you.
Yes, we are the spear point of the army.
We got an army on our trail now.
It's awfully quiet back there. They're all dead. They're all undead. Roll initiative. No. Give me survival checks to re-navigate your way through the swamp.
Survival.
I've got that. 23.
Okay.
30.
It's appropriate, probably, that Dr. Pox got the higher one. Vladros, you're leading the crew in the right direction, but as you guys are getting closer to this tower, Dr. Pox, you notice a set of tracks. And while you wear shoes as a rat man, which is weird, right? You're wearing boots.
Yeah, big old clunky boots.
They make me go faster. I think of them more as foot rats, but...
As you're looking through the mud, you do see a familiar type of print, and several of them. It's some of your kind. There's rat folk footprints that are heading not directly towards the tower, but slightly veering off that path. You'd still be getting closer to the tower, but taking a slight veer off. And with that check, you can tell that they are not stumbly tracks. So it leads you to believe that they're not undead.
I'll point them out to the group and say, I think it's worth investigating these tracks.
Giant rats, what are we, level one?
Oh, evil were rats.
What are we, level three?
They may be natives to this island and could benefit us, or perhaps they need our help.
Well, lead on, Rio.
You have found the tracks, and after you, Dr. Cox.
All right, let's go.
I feel like I'm slipping a little bit into Romanian. I haven't practiced my Russian in a while.
Repeat that to me. Nuclear whistles.
Nuclear whistles.
Riza blades.
Where can they find the nuclear whistles?
Say space like you've never heard the word before.
Space! Speaking of ways to say something... Did you see Foo Fighters just played Saturday Night Live, and they had what's his name on
Christopher Walken
again? Yeah,
yeah, but he didn't do anything.
Fighters.
He didn't do that again.
Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, he just said it like regular Walken, which I was kind of disappointed.
It was his redemption arc.
I don't want redemption. I want Foo Fighters.
I want.
I think Dave Grohl did too.
Well, you want what, Terrence?
The Weeknd. The Weeknd.
Speaking of other ways to say something funny, we're out of time.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Night. We'll see you next time.
Later, Rubes.
Good place to stop. See you in a couple months.
Metal, we might as well be dead. Right. What else? They call us Grebos, we don't care.